These days, you can shoot, edit, and screen your own holiday movie with just a phone. These high-definition recorders, so small they fit in your pocket, are the culmination of the portable video revolution that can make just about anyone into a director or a journalist. But back in the 1970s, people were still carrying around bulky video recorders weighing more than 20 pounds, and that was considered cutting edge. The Downtown Community Television Center in New York was one of the first to embrace the latest technology. It's an independent group, both a media training center and documentary production house. And as John Kalish reports, this community institution has spent 40 years telling stories from all over the world.
DCTV was launched in 1972 by a cab driver named John Alpert and a waitress named Keiko Tsuno in her Chinatown loft.
We lived and worked in a very little tiny place. In one corner, there was a group of senior citizens, and they were learning how to make videotapes. In the other corner, a group of high school students. At 10 o'clock at night on Sunday, people were ringing the doorbell to be able to borrow cameras.
Sometimes I didn't change my clothes because I knew someone's coming, and I didn't want to meet somebody with my nightwear. So I went to bed, just dressed up, and then
we had to stay dressed all the time because you just never knew when somebody was going to knock on the door and want to borrow a microphone or a light or something.
When they started out, they had one black and white Portapak, which recorded to half-inch reel-to-reel videotape. They eventually moved to an abandoned firehouse in Lower Manhattan, where they continue to work and teach. In the 40 years in between, they've taught neighborhood kids to be videographers and covered wars from Southeast Asia to Central America to the Middle East for NBC, PBS, and HBO, which commissioned the one-hour documentary Baghdad ER.
How many fingers?
I can't see nothing, man.
All right, you're blind. Can you see light?
Yeah. So it's like a big white cloud.
You can't see light. Okay.
DCTV's work has always had a point of view, one that frequently challenges the political establishment, says Ron Simon, curator of radio and television at the nonprofit Paley Center for Media. Simon says John Alpert's career as a video journalist is remarkable.
His work does have ideological underpinnings, but I don't consider him to be an ideologue. He does want you to think about tough subjects, but he does allow the viewer to make up his or her mind.
Baghdad ER won four Emmys in 2006. A glass case on the second floor of DCTV's firehouse holds 15 national Emmys, yet Albert's approach has not always sat well with his bosses. DCTV worked for NBC for 13 years. It provided the network with the first TV images of the Cambodian killing fields. But John Alpert says they had a falling out over a story about civilian casualties in the first Gulf War.
We always try to call them the way we see them. And every once in a while, when you call them the way you see them, that gangplank gets run out on the side of the ship and you're going overboard.
Alpert and DCTV also butted heads with PBS over a documentary about New York City hospitals. Yet it was the first American TV crew to visit Vietnam after the war, producing the public television documentary Vietnam Picking Up the Pieces in 1978.
The war left many reminders. Perhaps the most tragic are 800,000 orphans. At the Ma Non Orphanage, nearly half the children had American fathers.
Alpert and his team spent as much, if not more, time training young people from across New York. Marianne DeLeo began as a college intern and went on to work at DCTV for 15 years. She won an Oscar in 2004 for her own documentary on children affected by the Chernobyl nuclear disaster.
One of the reasons it was so good to work there, I learned everything. How to be an assistant, how to carry the deck, how to do sound, how to shoot, how to edit.
Every year, hundreds of high school students learn video production in the firehouse.
Zoom all the way in on his face. Don't tell me Brito didn't teach you the rule of thirds.
This past summer, one of the students was Jasmine Barkley. She produced a documentary about her life and what it meant to have a father in prison. Barkley is now in college and says she learned more than just how to shoot and edit at DCTV.
I learned how to be independent because a lot of people here encouraged me to do things that I otherwise probably wouldn't have done. And when you're here at DCTV, they care about you beyond those red doors outside. They care about what happens to you when you leave here.
The red doors of the DCTV firehouse will remain open for years to come if Keiko Tsuno and John Albert have anything to say about it.
We have transformed this building into a tool, and maybe it's one of the strongest tools we have.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.